you, and we thank God for you and all the time and study that you invest into what it takes to do what God's given you to do. And so, as a token of our appreciation, we want to wish you Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you.
This is from the Gideon class.
All right. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas
to you.
Merry
Christmas. Thank you, David.
God bless you.
Thank you all very much. And it's my privilege to study the Word. We got to stay close to the Word. I dig in to try to find little things for you guys. So, thank you very much.
Okay, if you got a bulletin real quick, the big announcements are the fact that next Sunday, we'll only have 11 o'clock service. We have a candlelight service Saturday night at 4:30, so you want to keep that in mind. And let's hope the weather will permit. I mean, I'm hearing some bad things that I'm supposed to hit on Friday and Saturday and stuff like that, so hopefully the weather will go around us or something. You know, so we can have that candlelight service. But anyhow, Christmas morning, 11 o'clock, and we'll have one service, no evening service, okay? So keep that in mind. And we've got something special for tonight here at church, and that is we've got the kids are going to do their program that they've got, and I'm not sure what all it's going to be. Or any, I haven't seen any previews of it or anything, but I'm sure it'll be good. So you can make sure you're here tonight, you know, to be able to see all that. And then after the evening service, they're supposed to be over in the pavilion, Christmas at the pavilion, weather permitting. If it gets too cold, they'll move it indoors, but we'll see. We'll see what happens on that, okay? And then New Year's Sunday, there will be no buses running. And they'll have Sunday school, and we'll have church as usual. Okay, so keep that in mind if you would. All right, and then the birthday offering for Jesus, if your Lord's led you to help give in that, keep that in mind. That's going to go to the Terrell family and the loss of Stephen. So keep that in mind, and all of that. Okay. And then if you want to read through the Bible in 2023, there's many different schedules out there on the table. Make sure you get one that, you know, suits what you would like to do and go from there, okay? So how about any special prayer requests now on my left here? Anybody that's got a special prayer request? Okay. If you have a prayer request, Either you can text me on my phone or email me. Either one. Email me is the best way to get a hold of me, but just send it to me, and I'll make sure Stephanie gets it to put it on her prayer list. How about here in the middle section? Okay. How about here in the right? Yes, Danny. Okay. Okay. Any other prayer requests? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Judy. Okay. We need to remember that one. Any other prayer requests before I go to prayer? Be praying for Steve this morning that he'll give us what God has for us. And you be praying by praying for him on that. And then pray for our 11 o'clock service, even for the little kids upstairs, okay? So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Yes, I'm sorry, Christine? Okay. And that's one of those things when you get out of church, and if you don't get back in a hurry, I mean, it can really drag you down. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Remember this prayer request as well. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning thanking you for all that you've done for us. I thank you for your love and your patience. I thank you for your understanding. Most of all, I thank you for your gift of love. You gave your Son that we could have eternal life. I pray to your Heavenly Father now that you would just be with these prayer requests that have been mentioned. I pray to your Heavenly Father that you just touch each heart, meet each need, be with every class that's here this morning. and all the kids that are here, the adults that are here, just speak to hearts this morning. I pray to Heavenly Father now that you just speak through Steve. Help us to get what we need, and just use him this morning. And then be with the 11 o'clock hour. Pray that you'd bless the children's churches. And then be with Brother Herdman. Touch that heart that needs Jesus. For we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
I want to speak about a Christmas story today, the gifts of Christmas. Of course, we little kids, you know, they love Christmas and the gifts and the toys and all that, and we've always had fun with that at our house, you know, and hiding this and that and giving them hints where it's at and the elves coming. And one time I got one of Katie's dolls that had little boots, and I got some mud and I took those little boots and made footprints on the porch, and they came out that morning, and I said, look out there on the porch, the elves must have come in, they got in the mud. And all just, you know, kid stuff, just so much fun. Christmas is fun, yes, it's a joyful time for us all. But the world looks at it in a different way than a lot of us look at it. They look at the glitter and the gifts and the giving and getting and all that kind of thing. And when it's over, it's over. It's empty. And the true thing about that kind of giving, and in January, you got to pay the bill. So that's part of that. But I want to look at the shepherds today. And the gift of faith and praise that they had for the Lord, and how that story came out there in Luke, it's interesting to look at the details down in some of one of the verses that's in that story. I've got them printed out here. I know you don't see me turning my Bible, but I just copy my Bible to big print so I can. I just don't want to get rid of my Bible. It's got so many notes in it to get a big print. But this helps me read it easier. So we're looking at Luke 2. We're going to start in Luke 2, verse 8 there, at some verses today, and ask God to open our hearts and our minds to these gifts that the Lord gave us that day when he was born in a manger. So let's pray real quick, and we'll get started. Lord, we thank you for your love and for your grace and for your faith and for your all that you give us, way, way more than just, I mean, I can't say just salvation. That is the thing that we're so thankful for. And we have faith to trust you and trust you to get us to heaven, Lord. And we thank you for that. Lord, it's beyond that. It goes. God's love is so deep and wide, as the kids' song says. Lord, I pray today that you'd help us understand that faith reaches out in other ways in our lives. Lord, we thank you for your love and this time of season, and look forward to tonight with the kids' presentation and today. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, looking at Luke 2:8, let's just read there a little bit. In Luke, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flocks by night. Now, I met some real shepherds one time in Africa, and we were up next to Uganda, and these people kept their cattle, and they actually, and I saw this in the Ukraine too. They had shepherds that actually took care of everybody's cattle or sheep or whatever it may be, and this shepherd would take them out and watch over, and that was his job. The town paid him to do that, to take care of it. And they basically lived in the field with these. Now, these guys in Africa, when we found them, it was in the evening, and they'd herded up the cattle and some camels, and they had them up kind of up in a cove with some big rocks and a fenced-in area, and they were settling down for the night, and they had they had a blanket around them. They carried a gun and a rifle, and they carried this little wooden thing. It was about that high and had a piece of wood like a seat on it and another piece of wood on the bottom. And they would use that as a seat, but they would also use it as a pillow. And I asked them, why do you use that wood thing as a pillow? And they told the interpreter, said it keeps bugs from crawling in our ear when we're asleep. But anyway, those shepherds were basically, they lived there with those sheep and cattle and everything at that time. And the blanket that they had wrapped around them, and the gun, and their little wood thing, that's all they had. I don't know where they were eating that. I don't know what they were eating. I guess somebody brought them food. I mean, that is all they had. And that's all they had on their body, too. These folks had no clothing whatsoever. Now, I'm sure up in where these shepherds were at, they had to wrap up. It's a little colder. That climate that these guys were in was, in Africa, was, you know, never got lower than 75. That where the shepherds were that night, depending on the time of the year, it could get really frosty there in the that type of terrain that they were having around. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. I'd probably be afraid too. I don't know that I'd be afraid now. I think if I saw the glory of the Lord in the cloud or in the sky, I'd think, well, the next time we see that, we all know that it's the rapture. And I don't know if we'll get to see that, because it happens so quick. It happens in a twinkle of an eye. But anyway, these guys were getting ready to be informed of what was going on. And the angel said unto them, it said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now that them two verses right there, if you'll pick out up in 10 there, good tidings, great joy, and down in 11, a Savior. Now that's what the world was getting ready to get. If you really read that, that's what Christmas, or that's what Christ, that's what salvation, that's what we have. It's a gift. We've heard many preachers say that you don't earn it, you don't do anything to get it or keep it. It's a gift. Salvation is a gift. And sometimes that's hard to explain to folks. It's a gift. One of the greatest gifts ever given. Now, is that why we have Christmas? The gifts that we just talked about? Or do we have Christmas for the stuff? We have to keep focused. We need to keep our families focused. It's Debbie and I always tried to keep our kids focused back on that. Yes, they love the gifts and they love to play and all that, and we had fun with all that. But you sit down and you refocus what it's all about with your family. Now, I don't know how many, I'm sure some of you do that. Maybe all of you do that. But that's important at Christmas time, because it's a wonderful opportunity to tell people about these gifts. "And there shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." A couple more key words there that comes with Christ. Peace, goodwill toward men. Does God want us to live in a bad situation? Does he want us to have an attitude that is poorly all the time? Now, you all know what I just went through. And God's helped me get through that. Because I have one of these gifts. I have all these gifts. To have these things, you have to have faith for the good tidings, the great joy, the salvation, and the peace. Do you have the faith to accept Christ as your Savior? Well, of course, all of you can sit there and say, well, sure, I've trusted Christ. Do you have the faith to let Christ deal with your grief? Now I've had to seek the Lord on this, and it ain't easy. For none of us. I was talking to Dallas, and he and I, we can quickly tear up thinking about our loved ones. And Harold, them two ladies, I loved them. They were in my Sunday school class. My wife loved them. And others here, Miss Larkin, and on and on and on. Folks, we can live in misery, but we got to make a decision. We've got to claim it. This gifts. God gives them to us. We just got to reach out and take it. Wouldn't do anything to get it. Don't do anything to keep it. But it takes faith in God that has the power to help us live our lives peacefully and joyfully. Now, do we just ignore that? Do we like living in our grief? Do we like living in misery? I don't. I want to get above that. I mean, I've always been the kind of person in life, in my business, in engineering and mining. If I've got a problem, I want to get on top of it. And I can be a fixer with mathematics and knowledge of mining. But God has all the knowledge. He has it all. And all we have to do is have the faith to reach out and say, God, you've got to help me with this. We can't pick that stuff up and carry it around. I had to take my grief in the last month as a process and lay it down at the foot of the cross and say, Lord, it's yours. I can't pick that up no more. We've all had lost loved ones and children. We've got to lay that down. We cannot live in that misery. We will not have any kind of joyful life. We will not have any joy in this church. I think about Joe Taylor, what joy he brought on mission trips and handing out tracts. He was wonderful. And does she miss him? Of course she does. But she sits back there with a smile on her face because she knows Christ. And has reached out to him and say, hold my hand through this. So we see these gifts that were given, and how often, I could go in there and read the rest of that story. Let's just jump down because I'm going to run out of time. I know that. And the ship, after they'd went and seen Mary and the baby and all that scene there in the manger, and the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. I today for what he's done in my life and what he's done in Debbie's life. It's hard to talk about sometimes. Now, does that help the loneliness? I know a lot of you are dealing with that. I am as well. Yes, it does. Hold on to God. Take the faith that you reached out to God and got saved. Use that same faith to reach out and say, God, give me peace and rest and comfort in this time. We've all got that opportunity. It's just a matter of whether we use it or not. If you don't reach out to God, are you going to live with that the rest of your life? Yeah, we don't forget. We're not going to forget. But we know by faith that we're going to see our loved ones again. We have that promise. And I want peace. I want peace with my life. I want peace with my children. I want them to see that I'm doing okay. They call me, are you okay, Dad? Are you okay? I say, yeah, I'm okay. The Lord's holding me up. I'm doing fine. The announcement of Christ's birth was made to these lowly shepherds. No kings, no religious leaders, nobody dressed up in fine clothes. These were shepherds. They call these people in Thailand and the Burma area the unclean, the class thing. Everybody stacked up in classes. They're unclean. They're not worthy of anything. You don't speak to them. You don't go around them. These old boys could have been classified as that. But God chose these shepherds to announce to the world what was getting ready to happen. These shepherds were the poorest of the poor. These shepherds brought no tangible gifts. They didn't have anything. Well, they had no means to get it. They could have picked up a rock, and that's about all they could brought. These shepherds offered the Christ child something far greater than a tangible gift. It was a gift of simple faith. They believed what they heard from the angel of the Lord. They believed the host of heaven singing about it. And it came to pass as these angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Now, we're talking Trinity stuff here. The Lord of the angels, it was God in heaven announcing about His birth. Think about that. That to me, that you get in that triangle of God's, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, and it was all there at the same time going on. And these shepherds got to see this. They got to experience this. Because right there they said, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And then they go see a baby, and they know that is going to be Jesus. God in the flesh. What a privilege it was given to those men that night. What a gift was given to them. How much more could they have given them but their faith? We believe it. By faith, we're going to trust this. These shepherds were faithful, performing the duty that had been mentioned that night. They were faithful in doing that. The best place to be is always doing your duty. Know what you know to do. Well, I don't know what to do. What's the will for me now? Know what you know to do, and do that, and then let God show you the next step. I can do no more than what I'm doing. God has told me to go teach a class and study and prepare. And I'm doing that. By faith, like I've told you before, I'm just an old creek boy, and I don't know enough to know. From on the creeks of West Virginia. And can talk a little bit, even though it's creek talk. So we just do what God tells us to do, and there's joy in that. Look at the people that God chose to use. Chose Moses was there tending flocks on the backside of the desert. Look at all he got to do. Chose Gideon there thrashing wheat. Chose Elijah there plowing a field with oxen. Amos was in a herdsman following the flocks. David, that's what he was doing, and God chose him. God uses what people in this world think are unusable. Do you think of yourself as being unusable? Well, that's what God wants. He wants somebody that the pride's gone out, and I'm a piece of clay. Make me what you want me to be. And by faith, I'm going to reach out to you and you help me. It is a principle, he that is faithful in that which is at his least is faithful also in much. It says that in Luke chapter 16:10. You know, Hudson Taylor said one time, a little thing is a little thing, but faithfulness and a little thing is a big thing. Are you a little thing? And you have no faithfulness today? Folks, it's a gift. Reach out and take it at this Christmas time that God brought down from heaven that day and told these old boys in the field. A little thing can be a big thing with faith in God, because when he moves in, people notices your life. And they look and see and say, wow, did you see what she did or what he did? Or did you hear about them witnessing to these people and they got saved? And the message of comfort there in Luke in 2:10. Comfort, good tidings, and great joy. How long has it been since you had great joy in your life? Got a lot of young people having new babies. David, I just saw his picture of his new baby. David Martin Jr., David Jr. What joy that is. My business partner they just had a newborn baby about a month ago. What joy it is. A newborn is joy. Remember that feeling when you were there and had that joy and peace. Do you want that again? We need to have the faith that these shepherds had that night. They were scared because it said, fear not. They were probably laying on the ground, hiding their face, thinking, this is it. Something's coming to get us. But by faith, they looked up and trusted. And with God's help, they said, we'll do what you want us to do. Fear not is one of the key themes of the Christmas story. Fear not. It's in there. Fear not. But how many of us fear? The shepherds, the fear not of salvation that had come down. Mary, fear not of a human impossibility to have a baby the Holy Spirit's power on her? Fear not. Zacchaeus was praying there in the temple. He had unanswered prayer for many, many years. He was an old man until he saw the baby and his prayers was answered. But God told him to fear not. And Joseph, fear not, Joseph, because this is a thing of God. This is not of man. Fear not, Joseph. All these people had faith. They didn't fear. They put it in God's hands because it was good tidings that was handed out that night with that baby laying in the manger. So much was come down to earth that night. The word good news, tidings, good tidings, translates into good news, which translates into the gospel. And there in verse 10 it says, good tidings. Good news, the gospel. The gospel is good news because the guilty sinner is saved by God's grace. And by faith, we trust that. Just think about it. If there was no Christmas, where would we be? No Lord's Day. No New Testament. No salvation. No Christian faith, no forgiveness, no eternal life. We got so much that Christmas day. We got so much that Christmas day. And we lose focus of all that stuff that we got. All those blessings, not call it stuff, blessings from God that we got that day. Praise the Lord, Merry Christmas. We got so much. There's folks back there lost their house, but they got their family and their young'uns and each other. Praise the Lord. It's just stuff, ain't it? A message of joy. I bring you good tidings of great joy. Not just joy, great joy. I want to have great joy. I want to have fun. I built this big cellophane wrap. Katie sent me an email and said, look at this, Dad, let's do this. It's a big old cellophane ball about that big now. So I went down to the Dollar Tree, bought all this stuff, almost a basket full. And you just wrap it up with cellophane as hard as you can wrap it. And just keep wrapping all this stuff and wrapping all this stuff. Ends up to a big old ball. And you lay that thing down the floor and you put a Christmas hat on, Santa Claus hat on, and whoever rolls the dice and gets doubles, they get to start unwrapping, and they get the first gift that gets unwrapped. But the key to it is you either make them wear gloves, or I'm going to make them wear welding gloves to unwrap it. How much fun is that? You know, joy. See, you're laughing. Joy. Let God give you joy bells in your heart. We're not going to go around here looking like a mule eating briars. I think Preacher Lassley said that, didn't he? Preacher Lassley's got some sayings. Well, I tell you, no, that may have been Debbie's dad that said that. Boy, he had some sayings. There's somebody hollering joy back there. The message of joy, then the message of salvation. Oh my, unto you is born a Savior. A Savior. I mean, we can read through this Christmas story so quick that we don't really stop and look at them words. A Savior is born. Folks, our Savior was born there. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. A Savior was born that day. If that don't give you joy bells in your heart, what will? I'm excited about Christmas. I'm excited about having fun with my family and being around my loved ones. And I've got model trains. I'm excited about running trains with them. They all love model trains. They have to because they're Paul's. And if you want to run some model trains, come and see me. You can come down. We'll run some model trains. I've got about a layout of about 20 by 40 in one of the rooms upstairs. It's just a playroom. But it's fun. It brings joy to my grandbabies and me too. A message of salvation. How much more can that bring you? Jesus came to save individual sinners from hell. Period. From the foundations of the world, that was his plan. To come and save sinners from hell. From the foundation of the world. That's back there. It ain't millions. It's about maybe 8 or 10,000, but it ain't billions and millions and big bang theories and all that crazy thinking. And if you'd like to have a discussion about that, I'd be glad. I'll drag out about this many books and we'll do it. But praise the Lord, he came and he died on a cross. We have to look at that. Yes, it was joyful, but then 30 years some later, he died on a cross. And that was a sad time. And you think about the disciples then, and where was those shepherds then? You ever think about that? We always talk about the disciples being there, and Mary and all of them, and was those shepherds standing there afar off, tending their flocks, looking down on town from Mount Olives, just over away, about a mile and a half, at Golgotha where the cross was. And they were standing up there probably weeping because they knew the truth. But if they had heard the whole story, they were weeping for joy because Christ had finished it because he said it's finished. Can you let your grief go and say it's finished? Can you let your sadness go and say it's finished? Can you let your house go to ashes and say it's finished? And your loved ones? Oh, I know we love them and we miss them. But God wants us to have the joy bells in our heart. I've never really realized all this till now. God wants us to have joy. Yes, I can be sad, but I'm going to get on top of it. I'm purposely, by faith, saying, God, pull me up out of this. And he does. He does. Folks, you got to hold on to God in all things. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what it is. All things. The angels was joined by a great host of angels singing praise to God. The shepherds believed the word that they just heard and acted upon it. Now you've heard the word this morning, and I've told you what God wanted me to say. Are you going to act upon it? Heaven, what can you give heaven today? There ain't nothing I can give them. Physically, I can give faith. God wants us to have faith. He wants us to render it back to him. Can you have faith to say, God, help me deal with this. God, thank you for my salvation. God, give me joy this Christmas. Got to have faith, and you can render that back to God, and he is pleased with that. To see, God wants us to come to him and pray and ask him for joy and help. And all that's in God, He wants us to come and ask for that. And when we do, and we say, I believe you can do it, hang on for a blessing. I can believe you can do it, God. I believe you can give me a good day, God. One day at a time. It's a one day at a time thing, folks. You can't just go get it today and hope it'll carry on for 2 or 3 weeks. It's a daily thing. You get in this right here, and then you ask God by faith to bless me with joy bells, with grief, and on all the bad things that we can think about. Loved ones that are not saved. So many hands went up Wednesday night, and I feel impressed to pray. Because we don't really pray enough, I think, specifically for names. People were sending up names, unspoken, in their heart. God knows it. And we do that by faith, don't we? Because we know we have faith that God can save. And we have faith that the Holy Spirit can change people's hearts, right? You all believe that. So why can't we have faith for ourselves? I've got faith that God is going to help me. And I hope and pray for all the rest of us here that have loved ones sitting in heaven, that God will give you the faith to reach up and ask for joy and to relieve you from that lost feeling this Christmas, because He can do it. If you have the right faith, He can do it. Now, we can't pretend. We can't just say, Lord, give me the faith to feel better. No, it has to be heartfelt praise. Heartfelt praise. Just like the shepherds did. They had heartfelt praise at the end of this experience. There in verse 20, and the shepherds returning glorified, praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. And it was told unto them. They were glorifying and praising God that they were chose to hear that message. I want to give God the glory for His all-powerful abilities to do anything He wants to do in this universe. And my little needs, if you believe that He is an all-powerful God, you surely by faith can believe that He can take care of you and your heart and your mind. In all things, joy bells ringing in your heart. That's what I want for you today. And I know some of you hurt, because I do. But we can get through that. We can get through that. Oh yeah, it doesn't go away forever. It's not going to go away. But as long as I stay in the Word and reaching up to God, He's going to give me a good day. He really is. And it's a good day when we come to church. At least I hope it is for you. I pray that it is for you. Not just some kind of motion that we go because we've always went. Come and look for joy. Come and look for a praise. That's what Christmas is about. This gift that was given that day means so much more and so much more and so much more. You can't say it all. But these shepherds got it. They saw it and heard it, and they give glory to the Lord for their experience that day. There's so much more here I could go on. This lesson's 10 pages. I haven't taught this for 15 years. Look back. 15 years ago. There was a lot more people here then than they're sitting in heaven now. But joy bells, praise the Lord. Thank you for Christmas. That day, He brought down so much. Just don't forget it. He brought down salvation. He brought down good tidings. He brought down great joy. He brought down the ability to glorify and praise the Lord by faith. He brought all that to the shepherds by faith. They reached out and got a hold of all that and was able to go see Christ as a baby laying in a manger. What an experience for those men. And who were they? Just regular old guys. And who are we? We're just regular old ladies and men. God can bless us if we just reach out by faith. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your love. And thank you so much for all that you did at Christmas time. It means so much more what happened that day. It's so deep and wide. Lord, we love you and thank you for the Christmas story. But most of all, we thank you for all that it means to us. Lord, give us a wonderful day together here at church. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thank you all. You all pay attention really well, much better than teenagers.